All the same, an announcement 54 years in the making. What it'll mean is very soon, perhaps in the coming weeks, we'll have an American embassy in Havana, American flag flying for the first time since the American embassy was closed down, and of course, a Cuban embassy in Washington, D.C. It's the fruits of nearly 7 months of very tense negotiations, a lot of back and forth there. But all along, President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro said this was going to happen, that full diplomatic relations would be restored. So there will be an announcement in Washington tomorrow. We expect Secretary Kerry in Vienna take a break from those Iran nuclear talks to come out and talk to the cameras and make this announcement as well, that diplomatic relations will be restored. Perhaps Cuban officials will make announcements to their own people. We're expecting that, waiting for more details to come forward about exactly who, whether it'll be President Raul Castro. Then President Obama will have to give Congress 15 days notice that he is opening a new embassy. And essentially, by the end of July, we expect there to be an announcement here, something of a party here. Secretary Kerry is expected to come here and run up the flag. And the U.S. intersection, it's a level down from a U.S. embassy. When that flag goes up, when they put up a U.S. embassy sign, essentially becomes the U.S. embassy in Havana. Certainly a piece of history being made there as these Cold War enemies are finally putting the past behind them and moving forward to a new stage in this often contentious relationship. Michael and Amara.
Quite historic that we're seeing these steps finally being taken. It was announced, I believe, 6 months ago, President Obama saying that the U.S. would be normalizing relations with Cuba. You've been on the island for quite some time now. I'm just curious to know, because travel restrictions were lifted on Americans wanting to travel there. Obviously, there are some conditions attached to traveling to Cuba, but what have you seen that's changed there on the island since this announcement came down 6 months ago?
You know, what a great question, because in many ways, there aren't many tangible things that you can point to. Yes, there are more U.S. visitors here. We're getting a lot of high-profile visitors, whether it's the mayor of Atlanta who's in town this week, or the CEOs of companies. It just seems like every week brings these high-level negotiations and delegations who want to come, and when they're able to finally able to do business in Cuba. We're also seeing more American visitors. You know, it's still illegal for people to come down here for purposes of tourism, but there are more ways to come here legally for American visitors. And then there's hope. There's more hope than I've ever seen here in the years of covering and living in Cuba, that Cubans feel that their lives are going to get better, that there is the chance the U.S. embargo, which has had such an effect on this island, could be lifted in the coming years, and that things finally are changing an island that has been so resistant to any change. So there is an optimism among Cubans that we just haven't seen in